Feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly Kay.
Listen, we need to celebrate Butters the cat. Butters is finally back home after going missing for 12 years.
Whoa.
Yeah. So Angelo and Shelly, they adopted Butters, living in San Diego. But then he went missing one night in 2011. He said we were looking for him. The assumption was that coyotes got him. There's a canyon nearby.
Yeah.
Didn't think much about it after that, except we were sad that he was gone. So a few years later, they ended up relocating to Seattle.
Right.
Took their other cat, Butter Sibling.
Okay.
Then they got a surprising phone call a couple weeks ago from Riverside County Animal Services in Blythe, California. Butters was found in somebody's backyard. They figured out he was indeed microchipped.
Wow.
And that's how they hunted them down. But still nobody knows how Butters traveled 216 miles from San Diego to Blythe.
Wow.
Like, how in the world? People were fascinated by the story. They're commenting, like, this is like Homeward Bound.
Yeah, for sure.
Even looks like the movie Cat, too.
100%.
So, there you go. The people's like, this is a prime example of never give up hope.
Mm-hmm.
A charity flew Butters back home to Angelo and Shelly, living his best life now.
Would you look at that?
Probably has many stories to tell. It's tragic. Cats can't talk.
No.
You know?
No,
that's the
it's
most
not,
tragic part about it. They can't
tragic.
Tell us a story.
No.
Don't you want to hear Butter's story?
I would like to hear Butter's story. Actually, if animals could talk, cats would probably be okay because they probably wouldn't talk to you.
Well, no. They'd be smart. They'd be snarky when they
but
did.
But dogs would never shut up.
Oh, yeah. No, 1,000%. Yeah. So I'm just curious about what Butters went through. We're never going to know, though. But glad he's home. You can see the story. WDJX.com.